Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Tony Giddens. I'm the director of the Washington, D.C. International Film Festival.
And Tony, thanks for joining us. How long have you specifically been with the film festival?
From the very beginning. I founded it some 29 years ago, and after we did the first one, we realized we had to do the second and the third, so here I am now at the 29th.
Take me back to, we're almost three decades going in here.
Yep.
Take me back to that first year. How small of an operation was it back then?
Then we showed maybe about 20 films or so. We had an audience of about 5,000, and we're happy to have that. Now we have an audience of about 20,000, and we're showing about 70 films. But that was a different time. You're talking about a time before the internet.
Sure.
You're talking a time before DVDs and it was very tough to see these kinds of films. So we felt we're really providing a service here for D.C. folks.
Yeah, so the submission process has become a lot easier now.
It's become a lot easier, and also getting the films around. I mean, we're showing films from all over the world.
Right.
And the process now, because of digital technology, it makes it much easier to handle all that.
How many, you said from around the world, do you know how many countries are represented this
year? We have about 30 countries this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Throw out a couple of them, where does it range from?
We have films from France and Italy, film from Miramar, films from Trinidad, films from the Netherlands and Germany, Taiwan. Most of us here in the United States, we think that Hollywood films are the only way to go. But in fact, thousands of films are made every year all over the world, and they're good films. They're good films. So what we do is to bring them here in Washington, D.C., and let people see films that if didn't show them, there'd be no way in the world that they were going to see them. They're not going to be on Netflix.
Exactly. Now, that first year you mentioned, 29 years ago, what year was that?
87.
That's 87? Okay. Mm-hmm. So 87, how many countries were represented back then? Was it mostly U.S. back then?
Oh, no. We're an international film festival.
And from the start, it's been that?
Always. That's why we're here, again, to show folks that they are different points of view, very talented filmmakers outside of the United States. That's being diverse is what we're all about.
Now, over the years, have anyone, has any filmmaker that got into your guys' festival gone on to, fame?
Well, there are filmmakers who are famous who came to our festival.
Right.
I mean, we've had all kinds of people. We've had
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron has been here. John Malkovich has been here, and on and on.
Wow.
And they come to our festival because they know we're going to give their films a good launch. We're going to handle them well. That we're about the cinema. We're not about the celebrity of who they are, but the fact that they're talented artists. Good filmmakers, good actors and actresses. So they want to be here. They want to talk to our audience. It's not Hollywood, and they're here because it's not Hollywood.
Exactly. It's something that's a positive.
Oh, yeah. For a person like that, again, Hollywood stars can often be overhyped. If they're talented, what they want is to be appreciated, especially by a venue like ours, like a film festival that's about celebrating film and quality. Mm-hmm. They want to be here. They want us to present them with respect, and they want to be appreciated by an audience for the films that they've made. They do come. They do come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, how does your slate of films, how does it break down in terms of features versus shorts?
Mainly we have feature films, narrative films. But what we've done, that's a lot of films for an audience to get a handle on, so we have broken them down into categories that we find people are interested in seeing. So, for example, we have a section of international comedies. So these comedies play well all over the world. We have another section of thrillers we call Trust No One. Trust No One. And these are international intrigue and crime films, again, from all over the world. So we have films from Canada and South Korea, Germany, Taiwan, Belgium, all are sit on the edge of your seat kinds of films. This year, we are doing something special. And if I were asked what your audience should not miss, we're doing this for the first time. It's called Rhythm On and Off the Screen. We've always done music films, but this year we're doing music films accompanied by live performances.
Nice.
So for example, we're
like showing, after the movie plays, the band will get up?
It depends on the film. But for example, we're showing a film called Tap World, which is just amazing tap dancing from all over the world. And before that, we're going to have a tap dancing performance by these two sisters, Chloe and Maude Arnold. And they're just amazing. They've appeared in Erykah Badu videos and all kinds of things. And they'll be there performing for the audience. We're showing a couple of films from Trinidad. And we're going to have a steel band performing before that. We're showing a film about salsa. And we're going to have salsa dancers performing in the lobby before they go in. So this enhances the experience of people who go to the films. And it makes the festival fun, which is another important mission that we have.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. As someone who's organizing the festival, you know, it's... Well, the movies, seeing the movies is great on its own, but with stuff like this, it's not just going and sitting in a room.
No.
It's almost an experience.
Yes.
It's a week, you can go for a weekend of activity. It's like you're going out to an event.
And we get people who come back year after year and binge on it. These are film fans, and they I look out and I see them every single year to take advantage. It's a celebration of these kinds of films. Again, it's going to be very difficult to see them again after we show them and they leave town. So it becomes a festival like any other festival, you know, a wine festival, a pie festival. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes an experience where you begin to concentrate your interests, where you have quality presentations before you. You want to be there. You want to be there. And plus, we bring often as we can afford to, we bring the filmmakers to town.
How many of the filmmakers are actually coming? I know from around the world it can be tough sometimes, but...
Well, we have about 22 who are going to be here in the flesh.
Okay.
And this year we are taking advantage of technology and we're doing a number of Skype interviews.
Nice.
There's a young lady who's in India and she's getting up like at, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning. right, because she wants to talk to a Washington audience. And
right.
We're going to Skype her in. She'll be there on the screen. And so, you know, it is an enhanced experience and it does beat for people who love movies. Going to your multiplex, getting your popcorn, and just sitting there. That's fine. This is a little different.
Exactly. Now, how does the block actually work? You know, so you buy a ticket, which is what?
Regular admission, general admission is $13.
Okay, so you plop down your $13, TOP listener, and you you go in, and how many you get, is that for 1 2-hour film, or is it for a block of several?
$13 will get you in the single film, but we do have passes. We have multiple passes. We have weekday passes. We have a director's pass where you can buy 10 tickets at a real discount. Mm-hmm. If you're a student, you show up with your ID card. A student ID card will give you a very, very discounted admission to the films. We have this year, we're showing a number of jazz films. So we have what we call the jazz pass because we think they're folks who just love jazz and may not be great film buffs, but
right.
They want to see these artists. So we have a special jazz pass in that regard. But we're doing everything we can short of showing our films free, which we just can't afford to do, to invite people in, to make them comfortable, to make it financially accessible for them. You know, we want folks to come and enjoy what we've put together.
Absolutely. Now, what's the venue?
We have two venues this year. We've really tightened up this year. So we have two main venues. One is Landmark East Street, which is downtown.
It's a great place.
Great place. Our very good friends there. We have three screens there, so people have choices as they go in. Then we're also using AMC Mazza Gallery, which is uptown.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Both have parking. Both are accessible by metro. Both have restaurants and other amenities. And then on the weekend, we add Goethe Institute, which is also downtown. And then there's the last Friday, we're at the Embassy of France. Every year, our friends there allow us to come in and show a couple of films. Of course, they're French films. Primarily, we've tightened up our operation this year.
I'm glad we're doing this because every year, I guess probably for like the last 3 years, I interviewed John Gann with DC Shorts.
Yes, John is great.
He's a great guy. And
good
I'm
friend.
Kind of the mind that, you know, the more film festivals, the better. You know, it's not like to some extent you're competing with each other, but not really. I mean, everybody's celebrating films. Rising tide raises all boats.
We were the first boat in the water, so to speak. I mean, we were the first film festival in Washington, D.C.
Were you the only one for a while?
We were the only one for a number of years. We were Film Fest DC was the first, is the oldest, is the largest film festival. We're the only international film festival in the district. And
plus, you guys show more features than obviously DC Shorts is shorts.
So they do shorts, and
there's different niches.
They're different niches, and I think we all do well. I mean, I know how we do, and John is a friend. He's really built mm-hmm. that Shorts Film Festival from nothing into what it is today, which is recognized and mm-hmm. substantial. But we were the first ones, and we showed that you could have success doing it, that people did want to come. And then, of course, we were emulated. That's just the way it goes, mm-hmm. and we're happy to have so many opportunities for folks to see good films.
Now, who do you guys? I assume you guys, you know, you give awards at the end.
Yes, we do.
All right. Who judges them?
We have juries. It depends on the award, but which jury we have. But we give what we call the Circle Award. The Circle Award is named after the Circle Theaters, which was again the chain in Washington mm-hmm. D.C. Ted and Jim Pettis, great Ted is a board member. That's our biggest award. That's the award that is most recognized. We also
that's your Palme d'Or.
That's our Palme d'Or. We also have an audience award because we found that everybody wants to be a film critic like you.
Right.
Right. And so they get a ballot as they're going in and they tear the ballot and they we tally all the ballots and then that becomes our audience award, which is a pretty popular award. Then we do another.
Are they ever the same?
Never. I've never seen them. In the time we've done it, I've never seen them be the same.
Spread the love. It could happen. You never know.
Well, it could happen. The Circle Award, there are about six or seven films that we picked to stand out, and those are the only films that are in consideration for that. Then we also have
you picked those six ahead of the screening?
Yes, myself and other people.
So when you're looking through the, you know, when our listeners log online, can you see that this is a Circle nominee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If they go online, filmfestdc.org, all the information is there. And the awards are listed. Another award we give is our Justice Matters Award. We have a series of films that deal with international issues of social justice. Mm-hmm. And this is funded by the Cross Currents Foundation. That is another jury, and they judge those films and make a determination, and winner is, and these awards. One, we aim to acknowledge films that we think are more deserving of more attention. Mm-hmm. We do that, and the filmmakers, it means a lot to them if they win.
Well, it's a great. They can slap the laurels on a trailer or a reel.
They can, and it gives them leverage for getting more funding to make more films mm-hmm. and such. So we take this very seriously, and the filmmakers do also.
Absolutely. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the six that are nominated already for the Circle Awards?
The Circle Award, there's one film called God Loves a Fighter, and this is a film from Trinidad, and it's made by a Trinidadian filmmaker, obviously, and it looks at the pretty harsh life that a young man could face coming up in Trinidad. We're also showing a film called Margarita with a Straw. It's a film from India. And it's about a young girl who has cerebral palsy, but she doesn't let that stop her in any way. She leaves her family and she goes to school in New York and has...
It's a documentary?
No, it's a feature film.
Oh, okay.
Feature film. And she has a number of very rich kind of growing up romantic relationships.
Nice.
It's a very moving, very touching film. Tap World, I mentioned to mm-hmm. you about tap dancing all over the world. Another film called In Order of Disappearance from Norway. And this is a thriller. It's about a man whose son has been killed by these gangsters in his town. And he goes out and he gets them, you know. And it's
and this one's so that's in your Don't Trust Anyone's
that's
locker.
That's the one. That's in there. That's in there. And I can't tell you, we sold a lot of tickets for it already.
People, everyone likes a good thriller.
They like a good thriller, you know. They do. And the thing is, you know, they're translatable all over mm-hmm. the world. The ones we pick we know our audience. We've been doing this right. for a while, and so the ones we pick, you know, we think folks will appreciate, and that's been the case there for a while.
It's not always a science, but after 30 years, 29 years, you kind of know what will work, what will play.
You know, it comes in phases. At the beginning, we knew, we had a sense of the audience, but in the last few years, the demographics of Washington have really changed.
True.
There are younger audiences, there are new to Washington audiences, and we've had to make adjustments, in order to reach that audience.
What kind of adjustments?
Well, for example, the student passes. I went to universities and I met with classes to try to understand them how they get their information, mm-hmm. how they decide what they're going to do with their little extra money, to understand what it is. And the other thing that I found out, and this was really interesting to me, I might sound young, but I'm a little older than I sound, right?
but he looks young too.
I try to keep fit. Yeah. And I have my sons, and they're
on radio,
no one can tell, right? but we understand how important and how deeply ingrained young folks are into social media, where you get your information, get your news, make your decisions about how you're going to spend your time, how you communicate with your friends. Social media is just a way of doing that we've come to appreciate. So what did we do? We got some real young college interns in our office who probably now are sitting there, tweeting away.
Nice.
You know, we have an Instagram.
What's the Twitter handle?
At FilmFestDC. At FilmFestDC. And he spends hours there looking at that screen.
You have a designated guy.
Every day. Yeah, Adam. All right. Adam, thank you, Adam. You know, he's there punching it out. We have an Instagram account. And I'm responsible for it, so every day I have to take a photo. I'm going to take a photo of you, by the way.
I'll take one of you, too, for our website.
Very good. Perfect.
There we go.
There we go. But that's what it's about. So we've learned
that. It's a new age, my friend.
It's a new age. And then, you know, we try to show films that we think would be of interest. So, for example, we're showing a film starring Erykah Badu. And the young folks out there will know Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a Western with her playing this role. And we expect young folks who will know her to come out and see it. So,
which one's that called?
That one is called "They Die by Dawn."
It's a Western title. Yeah.
It's a Western with her with a shotgun in her hand.
I love it. I'm a huge Western fan. So.
Oh! If this is like a Western like you've never seen before. And why is that? Because all the characters are African American.
Nice.
All of them in their Western costumes with guns blazing.
Nice.
And it's a special kind of thing, and she's in it as well. So
nice.
So we're keeping up with the times.
Blazing Saddles on steroids.
There you go. We're keeping up with the times. You know, we got to.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman, Unforgiven, man.
Yeah.
Django had a little bit of it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But see, there's a whole history that has not hit the history books as we would like to think.
Of course.
About African Americans and the building of the West.
Yeah.
I mean, there were major characters and role players that were there, and this film tells their story. And what's hopeful is that, you know, it's going to create a more interest in the subject, and people will continue to go on. But
exactly.
Even after, beyond all that, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the kind of thing that film can do, you know?
Yeah,
and
it can entertain you on one level, but then it generates a discussion
absolutely.
About social commentary.
Absolutely.
And
With several hundred people in the room.
Exactly.
You know?
All at once. And
all
that's
at once. You're sitting there not by yourself on your couch.
And you're a captive audience in a dark room. You're forced to watch. You know, you're not distracted by getting up and going to the kitchen and, you
exactly.
know, on your phone, texting
right.
people.
Right.
At them at the social media.
You're not going to pause and
yeah.
go do.
Yeah, exactly. You're it's the shared communal experience that I think you can't beat.
It is the most effective form of communication in the 21st century. That's why we do it. I mean, that's why mm-hmm. we do it, because it's a very powerful medium for communicating ideas, intentions, telling stories, music. It's the most powerful that there is in the world today. And that's why we do it. And to limit experience of that to just Hollywood films
right.
with special effects and mm-hmm. hyped stars limits experience for folks.
And huge advertising campaigns. Like, you know,
yes.
There's so many other movies out there that aren't those tentpole movies that are, you know, just as worth your time, if probably more worth your time in a lot of cases. So it's great that you provide this platform. You and, you know, a bunch of other film festivals, too. But for here in D.C., man, this is the perfect time to come see these other movies.
I do agree that that's the case.
All right. And I think this year we have some, let's say, local celebrities in
yes,
the film
yes,
critic
right,
community
right, right.
Participating, right? Tell us who, and some dear friends of mine, actually.
Well, we're doing an evening with Anne Hornaday, and it'll be hosted by Arch Campbell. These are two iconic folks in the film business here in Washington, D.C., that people trust their opinions. They've been real advocates for quality films. So we're doing an evening with them where Arch will be talking to Ann about movies and their passions. We invite folks to come out. They've never been on a stage together, to my knowledge.
What night was that?
That's going to be Thursday the 23rd, I believe, at 7 o'clock over at Landmark East Street. And I think it's another opportunity that is only going to come around once a couple or twice in life. And these folks are good.
They're both fountains of film knowledge.
Yes.
Encyclopedias, if you will.
They
so
are.
To see them both on the stage together will be definitely worth it.
Yes, I agree with you. We're very happy they've agreed to do that for us.
How did you reach out and get them involved?
Well, Arch has been a friend, personal friend, as well as a friend of the festival since the beginning. And Arch and I, we invited Arch to be on our board, and he agreed to do that. And then we were talking about some things that he might be willing to be involved with the film festival, and he said, let me ask Ann if she's willing to do it, and she agreed immediately, and we were just so happy. So this is going to be a special evening. It's going to be a special night.
Awesome. Yeah, aside from the movies, which you should go see too, that's one event that I would definitely put on your calendar if you're a DC film lover, because these are the two people that you read in the paper, see on TV, hear on the radio all the time, and now's your chance to go interact.
I agree. It should be a great time. Great time. Invite folks to come out.
Awesome. Well, before we go, thanks again for coming in, and remind everyone when the dates are. It starts April 16th and runs
April 16th through the 26th, and we are opening with a wonderful film called Tango Glories on the 16th. Invite people to come out and enjoy that, buy tickets for that. We'll have tango dancers as part of the event. And then we close on the 26th with a really funny Italian comedy called I Can Quit Anytime I Want. And people will burst out laughing at some of the things that happened in this film. So we invite folks to come by. You know, it's a good time.
What are we quitting? Is it smoking or what?
it's a little bit more. It's about these guys who were professors at this university, and they get riffed out. They don't have any way to make money. But one of them is a chemist, and he says, "Well, you know, there's this drug that nobody knows about.
Right.
So it's not illegal because nobody knows about it," and they start selling this drug, but then they find out that there are these other drug folks out there who are not happy with them taking their customers, and so there's all kinds of crazy stuff that begins to happen as a result.
Like Ghostbusters meets Dallas Buyers Club.
No,
all right, yeah, say no more, because I don't want to ruin any of the jokes.
It's big fun.
Oh, that
big
sounds
fun.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for coming
thank
in again.
Thank you, thank you.
I really appreciate it,
okay,
sir.
Buddy, thank you.
And hopefully everyone come out to Film Fest DC. It'll be a great time.